brought to you by Penguin.
Hitler, Only the World Was Enough, by Brendan Sims, read by Leighton Pugh. Prologue. By July 1918, the First World War had raged for nearly 4 years. Private First Class Adolf Hitler of the 16th Bavarian Reserve Infantry Regiment had served in it almost from the very beginning. He had seen the German Reich defy the mighty coalition consisting of the Entente empires, Britain, France and Russia, as well as a number of smaller powers. Towards the end of the previous year, one of them, the Tsarist Empire, had been brought to its knees by a combination of military defeat and revolution. In the meantime, however, the Reich had provoked the antagonism of another and even more formidable power, the United States. Germany was now in a race to smash France and drive Britain back across the Channel before American troops could arrive in force. At first, her efforts were crowned with success. German armies surged forward along the Western Front. Adolf Hitler marched with them, only to witness the moment at which the tide began to turn during the Second Battle of the Marne. Fresh, numerous, and driven by an enthusiasm which compensated for their lack of experience, the Americans burst among the exhausted Bavarian reservists. They had a shattering effect on the morale of Hitler's comrades, and left an enduring impression on the man himself. He encountered at least two of these new enemies directly. On the 17th of July, 1918, the brigade adjutant...